You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Thank the stars, there will be no more presidential debates this year. A quick and unscientific poll of social media today reveals that the winner of last night's third and final debate was moderator Chris Wallace. The Fox News presenter ran a tight ship. He asked a lot of policy questions, and they included this one on the national debt.
Our national debt as a share of the economy, our GDP, is now 77%. That's the highest since just after World War II. But the nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says, Secretary Clinton, under your plan, debt would rise to 86% of GDP over the next 10 years. Mr. Trump, under your plan, they say it would rise to 105% of GDP over the next 10 years. Question is, why are both of you ignoring this problem?
Now, we're stopping him there because neither candidate did much to answer either the question or the problem. Hillary Clinton said her policies would not add to the debt, and she moved on quickly. Donald Trump didn't mention the debt at all. That may seem strange when you think of all those fights we've had over raising the debt ceiling these last few years. But maybe the candidates are on to something. It turns out the size of our national debt isn't such a big deal, at least for now. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The thing about numbers, you can slice them and dice them to make them support whatever point you're trying to make. Politicians are especially good at that. When University of Georgia economist William LaStrap sees this, he just shakes his head.
When politicians start talking about the federal government debt, it's very easy to talk about the big numbers, but you need to keep those numbers in perspective.
LaStrap says the $18 trillion national debt works out to around $56,500 per American. He says, yes, those are big numbers, but
I don't see any possibility of an imminent default.
In other words, we can handle the debt. Then there's the deficit. Think about it this way. The debt is everything we owe. The deficit is how much we charge in any one year. LaStrap says both are manageable now. He does worry about the future, as do other economists like Véronique de Rougy at George Mason University.
I mean, the national debt absolutely matters.
De Rougy says while the current debt is high,
it's not even just like that we're at a high level, it's we're heading towards something that's much higher.
Because as baby boomers age, the government will have to pay out more and more for Social Security and Medicare. The national debt will balloon, but slowly, says Mark Goldwine with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
It's not a hurricane hitting your house. It's termites, right? So this is going to eat at us little by little if we do nothing to stop it.
So yeah, the debt isn't going to blow the roof off our economy anytime soon, but it does matter. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.